Democratic leaders in Congress have asked President Bush to remove Harvey Pitt as chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission. In a letter to the president yesterday, Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle and House Minority Leader Dick Gephardt said that Pitt is giving the accounting industry veto power over who will head the new board that is supposed to regulate auditing firms. The SEC came under fire earlier this week from a Senate committee for not doing more to prevent the collapse of Enron. A committee report accuses the SEC of failing to examine Enron's annual filings. Arthur Levitt was SEC chairman between 1993 and 2001, the period covered by the committee report.
I can't disagree with that report, but say that at the time that those filings were presented to the commission, we were inundated with filings for initial public offerings. There were more of those than there were public companies in America. At the time that I left the commission, we could expect to review a company's regular filing not more often than once every 5 years. Well, that's pathetic. We were way understaffed. But at the same time, we were dealing with a deregulatory Congress that wanted to keep as tight a leash on the SEC as they possibly could.
The report also blamed Wall Street analysts in the Enron case. It said many of the analysts who recommended the company's stock also did investment banking business for Enron.
In fairness, Enron wasn't the failing of any one entity. Enron represented the failing of the boards of directors, the accountants, the lawyers, the rating agencies, the Congress, the regulators. All of the traditional gatekeepers were out to lunch on Enron, and it represents a tragedy which I believe was a wake-up call to members of Congress who were thwarting reform, today sounding like the latter-day Elmer Gantries in calling for reform, and that's good.
Former Chairman Levitt says his efforts at reform led to the most pro-investor commission in the history of the SEC. He's written a book about the experience called Take on the Street, What Wall Street and Corporate America Don't Want You to Know. Levitt went to the SEC job from Wall Street, where he was chairman of the American Stock Exchange. He says he wasn't prepared for Washington's bruising battles.
Only when I became part of the process, when I got into the inner circle, and there is clearly an inner circle that nobody outside of the Beltway can possibly understand, did I realize that what was going on was a blood sport. You were venal and evil, and the stakes were very different.
What reforms did you propose, and what happened to those reforms?
Well, the initial reform that really got everybody's blood boiling was when the commission brought an antitrust action for collusive practices by the over-the-counter market makers. As I mentioned in my book, the Congress came down on me like a blanket, threatening me that if I go ahead and do this, their local firms are going to be hurt. But we went ahead and did it. We brought that action jointly with the Justice Department. And the result of that was lowering spreads so that investors received the transfer of billions of dollars a year from the pockets of brokers. And then we went on into other initiatives that were the object of lobbyist complaints, and the time spent responding to congressional harassment was enormous. I testified on average once every 3 weeks, and that involved days of preparation, always to defend particular action.
You have in the back of the book letters from members of Congress to you asking questions about your proposed reforms, questions you believe were written by the very lobbyists that were opposing those reforms.
I know that to be the case, from Ken Lay saying to me, Arthur, look, we depend on Arthur Andersen and your notion of getting them to separate consulting services from auditing services really would hurt us.
Ken Lay was the chairman of Enron, and you write in the book, it was as if everything I feared might happen did happen within one company.
Yes, it really did. We had been looking for a smoking gun during the months that we tried to separate auditing and consulting services, and we knew that we had cases against just about every one of the big five firms. In the final analysis, we had to settle for half a loaf. We were not able to totally separate auditing and consulting. And it was only after I left Washington that the Anderson-Enron episode occurred. And people asked me whether I feel vindicated. I really feel saddened because the power of lobbyists in Washington is so enormous, and the potential power of what could be the strongest lobbying group in the nation, the individual investor, is totally impotent. The book was really written as a means of trying to galvanize investors into forming groups that will represent their interests and at least will understand what's been happening to them by these other very influential groups.
Well, what about your goal of empowering individual investors? Is that practical? Can you make that happen?
I can't make it happen. I can try to nudge it along. I'm going to keep pushing this because I think that the reason that our markets are the strongest in the world is because of investor confidence. It's going to take us months to restore that.
Former Securities and Exchange Commission Chairman Arthur Levitt, his new book is Take on the Street, What Wall Street and Corporate America Don't Want You to Know.